local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we welcome you into hour number 2, 5:12 here at News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. As always, thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon each and every day. Text line is open. Always appreciate your interaction at 850-437-1620. And the traffic line is 850-2626-111. A lot to get to here in hour number 2. We start, as always, with today's top 3 stories. House Speaker Mike Johnson in the news for a few reasons. One of those is unveiling a plan for foreign aid today, calling for 4 separate bills with funding for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan among the 3 of the 4 bills.
We have terrorists and tyrants and terrible leaders around the world like Putin and Xi and in Iran, and they're watching to see if America will stand up for its allies and in our own interest around the globe, and we will.
And Johnson explained his plan after a closed-door GOP conference meeting. After months of delay, each bill would be voted on separately before the end of the week, according to the speaker. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is considering the best way to respond to Iran's response attack over the weekend. He's called his war cabinet for the second time in less than 24 hours. Responding would go against President Biden's request for the country to stand down. Of course, Iran ignored President Biden's don't as well. The attack over the weekend was, most people saying, not successful, with no deaths, very little damage, thanks in large part to Israel's Iron Dome. The chairman of the Federal Reserve is throwing cold water on chances of a possible interest rate cut. Speaking at a forum in Washington, D.C., Jerome Powell says there's been a lack of progress on inflation so far and that higher rates should remain as the Fed continues trying to get inflation down to 2%. That's a look at our top 3 stories on this Tuesday, April 16th. Austin has our first check this hour of the roads. How are they looking out there?
Thank you very much, Joe. Just traffic and weather updates brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Several spots of note on the roads currently. If you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point, you're going to experience a lot of backups towards Oriole Beach, and then there's going to be a bit of a die down, and you're going to think you're safe, and then you're not. There's going to be a bit more congestion that backs you up a good ways past Oriole Beach, so very backed up there at this time. We did have an accident report. This is where Woodbine Road meets Caroline Street, and it is causing some backups in the southbound lane if you are approaching Caroline, so be on the lookout for that. Beyond that, it seems to be just more standard evening traffic. Navarre Parkway has a few spots of backups if you're traveling westbound in front of Hurlburt Field, then westbound a bit further and going past Windhaven Beach, and then lastly, if you continue to travel westbound towards Highway 87, you're just going to have some on-again, off-again congestion in those areas there. Pine Forest Road, traveling southbound, trying to get onto I-10, is looking pretty backed up at this time. Same can be said for the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. And then a bit more, if you were traveling westbound on, what is this here? It gave me the name, then it went away. There it is, Beverly Parkway. If you're traveling westbound on Beverly Parkway towards North W Street, be on the lookout for that as well.
All right, very good. 5:15 here at News Radio. Looking at our weather forecast, a very nice week continuing. Here's Alan.
Overnight lows will be down in the 60s with mostly cloudy skies. It'll be dry tonight and tomorrow, but a lot of cloud cover in the skies tomorrow and really over the next couple of days. High temps tomorrow will be up around 80 degrees. If you're going to be along the immediate coast, not quite as warm. And if you're a little farther inland, maybe a little bit warmer. Jumping ahead to the weekend, there is a chance for rain on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Looking at our local headlines today, Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves says they're not taking any chances when it comes to the protection of personal information.
We'd rather over-notify in a normal setting if we had had full confirmation that, let's say, one specific department had one specific piece of information that was exposed. Then we would have just notified people within that specific department or those customers.
Those comments after the city released details on credit monitoring in the aftermath of last month's cyber attack. Reeve says the criminal investigation is still ongoing, and while there has been no confirmation of any specific leaks of private information, the city is making the service available to all residents through TransUnion. Reeve says in the aftermath of the 2019 ransomware attack, the city added insurance to help cover the costs for credit monitoring should this happen again. It did. A price tag figures to be around $82,000. Pretty big news. As momentum continues to build towards what Escambia school district leaders say could be transformational. Last week, the Escambia Children's Trust began discussions over expanding the community partnership school program at a cost of around $450,000 per school. Currently, there are three in the district, C.A. Weiss and Bellevue Elementary Schools and Pine Forest High School.
I believe we're on the verge of an extraordinary moment to provide a transformational resources to thousands of children locked in generational poverty and crime. I mean, this is remarkable where we could be at soon.
Reaction from school board member Kevin Adams there. Children's Trust Executive Director Lindsay Cannon says the plan would look to add two new community partnership schools annually for the next 5 years. The next Blue Angels boss announced today. He's Commander Adam Bryan.
Over the past, I would say, 3 to 4 months of kind of intensive study of, what this team does every day and the lives they touch, it started to dawn on me. It isn't just watching the practices here like I saw. It is so many other people. And the amount of those people that you see, people think of the Navy. They think of the Blue Angels.
And Brian was selected out of five finalists, and he'll take over the number one Super Hornet for the 2025-26 show seasons. He spent 19 years in the Navy, and he was unveiled during a private ceremony this afternoon at the National Naval Aviation Museum. So congratulations to him and his family on that. We'll take a break there, looking at our state and national headlines next on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Are you rushing to an appointment? Have you been late for an appointment? Hebrews 9:27 says, "It is appointed unto man once to die." Unless Christ returns in our lifetime, we all have an appointment with death that none of us will be late for. Possibly the most remarkable thing about Jesus Christ is that he conquered death. He died, but 3 days later, up from the grave, he arose. It is because of his sinless life, substitutionary death, and resurrection from the grave that he now offers sinners like me and you eternal life in heaven with him. I urge you, don't delay. Confess your sin to him and call upon Christ today so that you are prepared for this appointment.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer Shine counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
The celebration continues at Peakmore Imports during Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event. Drive the Volkswagen Tiguan, a spacious SUV with plenty of savings, like a $2,000 customer cash discount, or lock in 0% APR for 60 full months. And for VW's largest SUVs, the Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport, you can choose 1.9% APR for 60 months or a $3,000 customer cash discount. For 75 years, Volkswagen has delivered a lineup of vehicles much loved by generations. From the VW ID.4 EV, the VW Taos, the ever-popular Jetta sedan, and the GTI and Golf R performance cars. VW continues to deliver excitement today. So come to Peatmore Imports and celebrate with savings. 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI and a standalone offer in lieu of customer cash discounts. Must take retail delivery by April 30th. See dealer for details.
delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked about Governor DeSantis' visit yesterday to Pensacola, where he talked about the limits to challenges to school books by non-parents in the school district, and also the school board dragging its feet on solving the Warrington Now Preparatory Academy issue. Also talked about the Escambia Children's Trust proposal to turn as many as 10 schools into community partnership schools like C.A. Weiss and Pine Forest, and also damage to Pine Forest High and George Stone from the tornado last week. Fairly significant. You can listen to all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 525 right now. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Starting with Gulf Breeze Parkway, if you are still traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway, that's if you're approaching Oriole Beach and then a bit further eastbound towards Tiger Point. We still got a lot of backups in that area there. Still have some minor backups where that accident was reported on Woodbine Road if you're traveling southbound, just approaching Highway 90 or Caroline Street. So if you are in that area, be on the lookout for that as well. Outside of that, it just seems to be a bit more evening backups that you see any other day. We've got a little bit at the intersection of North Davis Highway and Olive Road. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards 9 Mile Road, we've got some backups there. And if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest trying to get onto I-10, it's the same going that way as well. And then the last major ones are Navarre Parkway traveling westbound in front of Hurlburt Field, then even more westbound through Windhaven Beach and towards Highway 87. And then we did have some problems on Caroline Street if you were traveling westbound over Blackwater River, but luckily that has seemingly just about died down.
Overnight, lows will be down in the 60s with mostly cloudy skies. It'll be dry tonight and tomorrow, but a lot of cloud cover in the skies tomorrow and really over the next couple of days. High temps tomorrow will be up around 80 degrees. If you're going to be along the immediate coast, not quite as warm. And if you're a little farther inland, maybe a little bit warmer. Jumping ahead to the weekend, there is a chance for rain on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 525, looking at our state headlines today. A potential phishing scam is impacting Florida drivers. SunPass is warning users about a texting scheme that is requesting payments from customers as a way to avoid fees. The suspects are sending people a link to a fake website to try to collect personal info. The toll agency says it'll never ask for money through text messages. I got one of those, so I know it's happening around here. So be careful out there.
And
head
did,
on a swivel.
And you did not respond, correct?
No, I deleted it.
Good. Prices at the pump are on the rise throughout Florida. AAA says fuel costs went up by 9 cents overnight, bringing the current average to $3.59 per gallon. That's 12 cents more than what drivers were paying for this time last month. The growing conflict in the Middle East is putting a strain on gas prices.
One of the attorneys that was suspended by Governor Ron DeSantis is now running for re-election.
My unelected replacement was handpicked based on one qualification, her blind allegiance to Ron DeSantis.
That's Andrew Warren, a Democrat and who had been twice elected as the Hillsborough County State Attorney. DeSantis removed him in 2022, claiming he refused to enforce certain laws. Warren will face Susie Lopez, who DeSantis appointed. Back in January, Warren initially said he wouldn't be running for re-election because he said DeSantis would just remove him again, although 2 days later, a federal appeals court ruled the suspension violated Warren's free speech rights.
And a day after touting Florida's wide-ranging education bill in Pensacola, Governor DeSantis is putting pen to paper in Jacksonville.
It's kind of a passive-aggressive posture to try to create conflict, to try to generate narrative, and to advance a political agenda.
One provision creates a classical education certificate as an alternative for teachers. The bill also limits non-parents in school districts to one book objection per month.
Yeah, also in our national news, we talked earlier about House Speaker Mike Johnson. There is now an effort to oust him as House Speaker. Kentucky's Republican Tom Massey is calling on Johnson to resign, and he says he's co-sponsoring a resolution offered by Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I am not resigning, and it is, in my view, an absurd notion that someone would bring a vacate motion when we are simply here trying to do our jobs. It is not helpful to the cause. It is not helpful to the country.
Well, some conservatives are upset with Johnson over his handling of foreign aid for Ukraine and other U.S. allies. And as we discussed and covered in our top three stories today, the speaker did unveil his plan for that, and he's going to have four separate bills, individual bills for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, and they would all be voted on separately.
And the U.S. is preparing new sanctions on Iran, after they launched a weekend drone and missile attack on Israel. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen announced a move today at the International Monetary Fund and World Bank's spring meetings. Yellen said her agency will work with U.S. allies to continue to disrupt Tehran's malign and destabilizing activities.
The House today sending the Senate articles of impeachment for Alejandro Mayorkas. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas.
Alejandro Mayorkas actively aided the criminal invasion of this country by criminal drug cartels and illegal aliens.
Tomorrow, the Senate is likely to swear in their members as jurors. The majority leader, Chuck Schumer, will try to end the trial as quickly as it starts, and he could, I would say, assume, should have the votes to shoot this down.
And a Supreme Court case could squash felony charges against January 6th rioters and former President Trump. The justices are hearing an appeal today brought by a former police officer who's seeking to dismiss a charge accusing him of trying to overturn the 2020 election. The officer argues the obstruction law only applies to document shredding. The high court's decision would impact 330 of the alleged rioters and the election interference prosecution of Trump, who faces charges of violating the same law.
Fourth body recovered at the site of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Unified Command says the body was found inside a vehicle at the site on Sunday. Of course, eight construction workers were knocked into the water. Two were rescued and four have been now recovered so far.
And authorities are confirming the deaths of two Kansas women whose bodies were found in Oklahoma. The bodies of Veronica Butler and Jillian Kelly were found more than 2 weeks after the women were last seen. A total of four people are each facing two counts of first-degree murder. Tiffany Adams, one of the suspects, is the mother of Butler's ex-husband, who was involved in a custody battle with her.
All right, just shy of 5:30 here, so we'll let the Fox News update come here. House Speaker Mike Johnson calling for independent bills for funding for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Also, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is now considering the best way to respond to Iran's response attack. And Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell throwing cold water on a possible interest rate cut next month, saying that there's still been a lack of progress on inflation. Fox News Update is coming up now, back with a look at what's happening in the world of sports, health, business, and science to follow.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. President Biden in Pennsylvania today talking to voters about what he calls tax fairness and said this about his 2024 opponent.
Donald Trump looks at the world differently than you and me. He wakes up in the morning in Mar-a-Lago thinking about himself, how he can help us billionaire friends gain power and control and force their extreme agenda on the rest of us.
Well, the campaign event coming the same day as former President Trump attends a trial in New York City related to his criminal hush money case. Trump's lawyer, Elena Haba, on the Fox News channel commenting on the jury selection process says it's on purpose that he's being charged in a blue state.
We're seeing a painful, unfortunately, selection because we're in the state of New York, which is definitely by design.
So far, seven jurors have been seated for the trial. The former president is charged with 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. America's listening to Fox News.
Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. The world's economy is outpacing expectations this year, but the prospects for longer-term growth, not as rosy. The International Monetary Fund says global economic output is likely to expand 3.2% in 2024, above an October forecast for 2.9% growth. The IMF's improved outlook goes mainly to the continued strength of the U.S. economy, which has defied expectations of a slowdown. With a couple of new reports due tomorrow regarding last summer's devastating fire in the town of Lahaina, on Maui, Hawaii. Shares of Hawaiian Electric today tumbled 10.7%. The utility company has been hit with lawsuits alleging its power lines sparked the wildfires, and reports are now expected from the Maui Fire Department and Hawaii's Attorney General about the investigation. Plus, the utility is currently grappling with multiple generators going offline, prompting outages for a number of customers. Stocks ended mixed today. The blue-chip Dow Industrials did edge up 63 points. The S&P and NASDAQ both fell slightly.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. We have two Western Conference playing games tonight, with the Pelicans going up against the Lakers and the Kings taking on the Warriors. And it would be best for the NBA for Zion Williamson to take down LeBron James and for Steph Curry to eliminate the Kings, so we could see Steph go up against LeBron with the eighth seed on the line come Friday night. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. All season long, we're offering top odds on your favorite home run bets, shared 50K Grand Slam jackpots, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Whether you want to combine multiple bets for the chance at a bigger payout or place a live bet as the game unfolds, BetMGM has all the home run betting options you could need. Download the BetMGM app, head to the ballpark, and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Do you have anything in particular that you think of when you hear this song? Because for me, it's Ryan Started the Fire.
With Dwight and yeah, Michael. I don't think of that when I hear the song, but I do know the scene. I have seen a lot of The Office. So, but just about any reference you mention from The Office, Joe, you can rest assured I will understand that.
That's good.
Not only that, but that Billy Joel song choice is going to matter more once we get into our pop culture notes.
I didn't know it was Billy Joel. So.
What, you didn't know that was a Billy Joel song?
No.
Oh, my goodness. We're, it's amazing how we just take turns on who's
I'm
cultured
a
and who isn't.
What can I say?
Yes. Well, I wouldn't have said that, but either way, just past 5:35 here, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Let's see, if you are traveling on Highway 90, coming over the bridge, going from basically UWF's main campus into Pace, we do have some congestion developing there. No confirmation of an accident or anything like that, but it is some pretty heavy congestion in that area that's basically going to have you backed up to UWF, so just be on the lookout for that. Pensacola Boulevard, traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, dealing with some evening backups at this point. Same thing with Pine Forest Road if you're traveling southbound, trying to get onto I-10. And then it's Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. You're basically going to be backed up just a little ways past Oriole Beach at this time. And then it's Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound, going past Hurlburt Field, and then a bit further west through Windhaven Beach. We've got some backups over there. Outside of that, there does not appear to be much that's going to hold you up for too long.
Overnight, lows will be down in the 60s with mostly cloudy skies. It'll be dry tonight and tomorrow, but a lot of cloud cover in the skies tomorrow and really over the next couple of days. High temps tomorrow will be up around 80 degrees. If you're going to be along the immediate coast, not quite as warm. And if you're a little farther inland, maybe a little bit warmer. Jumping ahead to the weekend, there is a chance for rain on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Very good. Thank you very much. 5:39 here at News Radio 92.3. Taking a quick look at some of the sports headlines and scoreboards here. Coming up tonight, we've got the NBA postseason starting with the doubleheader play-in on TNT. You've got the seven-seeded Pelicans, the Lakers. That starts here in a little under an hour, followed by the 9-seeded Kings and the 10-seeded Warriors at 9 o'clock. I believe the 7-8 loser will still play again, but the winner of the 9-10 matchup is out, right? Or the loser of the 9-10 is out. Am I?
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah, so let's say the Lakers lose tonight. They will play the winner of the 9-10. So if the Warriors lose tonight, they're out, and the Kings got to play the Lakers to advance.
Gotcha. Forward Blake Griffin retiring after 14 years in the NBA, a six-time All-Star, five-time All-NBA selection, and a dunker extraordinaire back in his prime. I remember him in college, yeah.
And most likely a Hall of Famer.
Maple Leafs and Panthers, 6:30 start time on ESPN and the NHL. Regular season is coming down to a close in the NHL as well. Major League Baseball, you've got the Braves taking on the Astros. That'll be on TBS. First pitch at 7:10. WNBA, so we had the draft last night. Caitlin Clark going number one, about 2.3 million viewers. And within an hour after the draft, Fanatics said they sold out of pretty much all of the sizes in Caitlin Clark's Indiana Fever jersey.
Golly.
So now they're taking pre-orders for Clark jerseys that they say will ship no later than October 31st. Which would be the entirety of the WNBA season. So that seems non-efficient there.
I know people talk about other WNBA greats. I can't imagine anyone who's, like, any women's basketball player of this time period that's had that kind of impact. That's huge.
Fanatics should have been working on those, like, a year ago.
Yeah, especially if they knew that she was going to go first. Like, once she started breaking records, come on.
Yeah. Also, the Olympic flame is lit. The fire was ignited early this morning in Greece at the ancient birthplace of the Olympics, and so now a torch relay will culminate in Paris for the Summer Games on July 26th. 5:41 now, looking at some health business and science notes today. New users on X, formerly known as Twitter, may need to pay for basic features of the app upon signing up, according to owner Elon Musk. He posted yesterday, he believes that by charging a small fee early on, it'll curb the bot problem that's been plaguing the app. The plan was piloted in New Zealand and the Philippines.
Yeah, I use X, and there is a huge bot problem. Hopefully, this is just for new users, so I'm not going to have to pay anything, right?
Correct.
Okay, new user. Yep. That's what I gather. Record labels have come to an agreement with the Screen Actors Guild on protections for artists from the use of AI. SAG-AFTRA announced Friday that the agreement with major labels follows protections that the Union and the Writers Guild of America reached with production studios last year after their respective strikes.
NASA is confirming that an object that crashed through the roof of a Florida home last month came from the International Space Station. Part of a cargo pallet loaded with 5,800 pounds of old batteries hit the Naples home March 8th. I hope it wasn't the whole pallet and just maybe one or two batteries. The pallet was expected to burn up in Earth's atmosphere, and now scientists are calculating and trying to figure out why their calculations were wrong, and also they're calculating how much money they will owe the gentleman whose house it went through.
And if I'm that gentleman, I'm making sure they don't mess that up like they did the first one. The Justice Department is preparing to file a federal antitrust lawsuit against Ticketmaster parent company Live Nation over allegations that they have leveraged their market share to undermine the competition for tickets. Ticketmaster has come under fire many times over the years following struggles by fans to access limited tickets and high fees.
And social media platforms are not inherently suitable for youth, say top psychologists. Tech companies and lawmakers, they say, need to do more to protect kids' mental health.
The American Psychological Association said Tuesday that endless scrolling and push notifications are particularly risky for young people whose brains are still developing. They're not as capable of pulling back from addictive experiences. The report also said social media can affect schoolwork and sleep. Social media companies like Meta, the parent of Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, say they've been working to protect children, but the APA report says it's not yet enough. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Yeah, I would also say not inherently suitable for adults as well. I speak from experience on that. At least my wife would tell you that.
Well, I mean, Joe, I think you've noticed it, and I know I've noticed the same with you. The minute we go to break, a lot of times we'll just whip out our phones.
Yes.
I'm sure kids are more susceptible, but it's really with everyone to a degree.
Don't worry, that's just Austin throwing me under the bus and over.
Oh, come on. I mentioned myself, too. 5:45, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. If you are traveling from UWF over the bridge into Pace on Highway 90 there, we do have some backups.
That's an accident.
Yeah. Okay, so we do have confirmation that's an accident.
Yep, texter saying police just arriving on scene.
Awesome. Okay, so, well, not awesome, but you get what I mean. It's good to have confirmation. Yes, so we've got an accident there. Be on the lookout for that. Other spots include Pensacola Boulevard if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. A little bit on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or just traveling southbound trying to get onto I-10. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound from Oriole Beach towards Tiger Point. We've still got some backups over there and some on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound coming from Hurlburt Field and then a bit more as you're going through Windhaven Beach.
Very good. Looking at our forecast, here's Alan.
The weather overnight will be mostly cloudy with low temperatures down in the 60s. We've got mostly cloudy skies really for the next couple of days or so. It will be a little on the warm side and a little humid too. High temperatures will be up around 80 degrees, a little bit warmer along the inland areas and just a little bit cooler along those coastal zones. Looking ahead to the weekend, there's a chance for rain on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Looking at some pop culture notes here at 5:45, the executor of O.J. Simpson's will is softening his comments about whether the Goldman family will receive any money from Simpson's estate. Last week, shortly after O.J. died, in an interview with the Las Vegas Review-Journal, the attorney Malcolm Laverne said, quote, "It's my hope that the Goldmans get zero. Nothing."
Golly.
Well, yeah. In an interview with The Hollywood Reporter, though, he says Fred Goldman's claim will be accepted and handled in accordance with Nevada law. He went on to say, in kind of reading a little bit over the interview there, that he was initially reacting he was ticked off because within minutes, hours of OJ dying, he was getting calls from the Goldman's attorneys saying, "Hey, ding dong, the witch is dead. Where's my money?"
Yeah,
and so he's like, you know, have a little. I realize it's OJ, and I realize there's history, but like, he just died, so let's cool it a little bit.
Yeah,
and so that ticked him off, according to him. And then he, you know, a few days later, probably maybe read the law or something, and said, "Hey, you know what? We're kind of going to have to pay this out now. I'm not, you know, I don't know the law, but that's what he's saying now, is that, hey, it looks like they will get their civil judgment. And I would say probably a little bit of closure in that the Goldmans can really kind of move on. Of course, this has been such a trying three decades for them, and
yeah,
just everything that this has encompassed.
Well, and the thing is, I don't know. I mean, I just think it's a matter of, I don't know if he can be taken off of that matter, if he has shown an unprofessionalism or a bias against the party. I don't know how that would work, but yeah, dude, if you're saying that in an interview, I don't even know what you're doing behind closed doors when it comes to these legal proceedings here. Speaking of OJ, the owners of the infamous white Bronco say that they're thinking of selling it now and are hoping to get at least $1.5 million. They claimed that the plan was to always sell this year because this year just so happens to be the 30th anniversary of the chase, and OJ's death was just a coincidence. Quite a convenient coincidence if you're looking to make a buck off that Bronco, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Country legend Randy Travis is bringing his More Life tour to Pensacola. The show date is set for September 14th. Presale tickets are on Thursday. General sale Friday at 10 a.m. And tickets will be available at PensacolaSanger.com, and they start at $49.
And we alluded that we were going to be talking about Billy Joel earlier. It's because we touched yesterday on CBS cutting off the Billy Joel, like, 100th performance at Madison Square Garden or something. People were upset.
Yeah.
Well, CBS is now trying to make it right and says that they will re-air his 100th residency performance at MSG on Friday night at 8 p.m. So if you were peeved about missing some of that, once again, that's Friday night at 8 p.m.
Yes. Did you do the Beatles one?
No, I did not.
All right. The Beatles' last film, Let It Be, is coming to Disney+. It was released in May of 1970, just a month after the Beatles broke up. It was briefly available on video and Laserdisc, but hasn't been seen in decades. The Beatles, Apple, and Disney announced that it's been restored by director Peter Jackson. He's known for that sort of thing. He brought us the outtakes of the film in the Get Back docuseries in 2021 as well. So yeah, not only did Peter Jackson do Lord of the Rings, he's restored Let It Be, he did the Get Back docuseries, and then he did the World War I documentary, the one where it was he had colorized and restored footage of World War I. Do you remember which one I'm talking about? I forget the name.
I don't remember that. I think did he do like the King Kong film from like the early to mid 2000s? Peter Jackson's King Kong has a ring to it. I'll have to look into that. I don't know about the World War I thing though. But either way, he's bathing money.
They shall not grow old. That was the name of it. I went and saw that in theaters. Okay. Very good. Yes. All right. 5:50. We'll take a break there. Taking a look at our good news, wacky stories, and a recap of our top three stories there. And yes, a couple of texts here coming in. We do have significant backups on Highway 90 into Pace due to an accident. Police are on scene there, so that is the deal there. 5:50, we'll be back in just a few minutes on Pensacola Right Now.
Pete Salvato at Only Choice Healthcare cannot help you with gas prices or rising inflation, but he can help you lower the cost of your health insurance. Are you tired of paying all of your medical expenses out of pocket because you never meet your deductible? Their Freedom of Choice plan has no deductible for all outpatient services, including outpatient surgery. You pick your doctors, and it's 30 to 60% lower than Obamacare. This plan is available all year round. You can change now. And these have nothing to do with your income, so there are no surprises at tax time. If you're paying for your own health insurance, you're uninsured, or your employer coverage is just too expensive, call Pete at 352-683-3923. That's 352-683-3923. Or go to onlychoicehealthcare.com. Really, it's the only choice. Onlychoicehealthcare.com. They will customize a plan managed by you, not the government.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked about Governor DeSantis' visit yesterday to Pensacola, where he talked about the limits to challenges to school books by non-parents in the school district, and also the school board dragging its feet on solving the Warrington Now Preparatory Academy issue. Also talked about the Escambia Children's Trust proposal to turn as many as 10 schools into community partnership schools like C.A. Weiss and Pine Forest, and also damage to Pine Forest High and George Stone from the tornado last week. Fairly significant. You can listen to all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 5:55 here. One last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour, starting with something that we've gotten multiple texts regarding. We do have confirmation of an accident if you are traveling over the bridge coming from UWF heading into Pace. That's on Highway 90 there. We do have an accident report in that area. Police are on the scene, and it's about halfway through the bridge almost, and it's causing backups that are reaching all the way back to the light in front of UWF. So be on the lookout for that. That does not appear to be lessening particularly soon. Beyond that, luckily, a lot of the congestion we typically see at around this hour is beginning to die down. If you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point, there is still a little bit there, but it has been breaking up. And the same can be said for the congestion you have been experiencing so far this evening traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway going through Windhaven Beach. Outside of that, there does not appear to be much that's going to hold you up for too long.
The weather overnight will be mostly cloudy with low temperatures down in the 60s. We've got mostly cloudy skies really for the next couple of days or so. It will be a little on the warm side and a little humid too. High temperatures will be up around 80 degrees, a little bit warmer along the inland areas and just a little bit cooler along those coastal zones. Looking ahead to the weekend, there's a chance for rain on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first morning WEAR News weather forecast.
If you're just checking in with us, today's top three stories: House Speaker Mike Johnson today unveiling a plan for foreign aid, calling for four separate bills with funding for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan included. Johnson says each bill would be voted on separately before the end of the week. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is considering the best way to respond to Iran's response attack over the weekend that largely failed. No deaths, very little damage, thanks to Israel and the Iron Dome, along with allies helping to strike down various missiles and drones. And Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, throwing cold water on chances of a possible interest rate cut, says that there's been a lack of progress on inflation so far this year. Looking at some wackier stories making the rounds today, a man is facing charges after he allegedly tried robbing a convenience store with a 5-foot snake around his neck. It happened in Memphis. Police say 26-year-old Reginald Cook initially went into the store around 2 a.m., demanded money from the register. The cashier refused, and Cook left. He came back about an hour later, this time with a snake wrapped around his neck, and again demanded money. Cook also reportedly reached into his backpack, and that's when the clerk grabbed his own gun in self-defense. If I was that clerk, that gun's coming out as soon as I see him walking in with a snake.
I was about to say, based on what we learned last hour, it would not have taken him reaching into the backpack to scare you.
Nope. Opens the door. I see that, and I say, no.
There's apparently a Kickstarter on the way for a device called Paint Cam Eve. It's a doorbell camera with the capability to fire paintballs at a target with ultra-high precision. That could be an intruder, a kid TPing your house, or an annoying neighbor's pet. It's a smart device with facial recognition, and the paintball firing can be triggered by you as you're watching on the app, or it could be automated. This is like the most American thing
I've ever heard. That's something that had Home Alone been a little bit more forward-thinking, Kevin McAllister could have had equipped on the house.
Yeah, if this were a thing back when Home Alone came out, there would not have been much of a movie. Paint Cam Eve, I said it's American jokingly, but it's actually from a startup out of Slovenia. Or Slovenia, however you say it. And there's no word on how much it costs or what the upkeep fees would be to keep it loaded.
Oh, well, you know, if and when I become a homeowner soon, I think I'll do a little bit of research on that. We're not sure if this is harassment or the greatest thing to ever happen to somebody. A guy in Canada named Justin Rabicki says he's being harassed by endless pizza deliveries. It's been happening for the last 6 months, and he can't get it to stop. At first, they were coming from a place called Pizza 73, with the orders not only using his address, but his email and phone number, too. They're not being charged to his card, though. The delivery drivers get upset when he says, "Hey, I didn't make the order," and he sends the pizzas back. He reported the pizza deliveries to the police from the start because he was spooked by how the scammer was using his personal information in the orders. He thought maybe he had somehow been hacked. Police told him, "Hey, why don't you change your number?" He did. That didn't stop the deliveries. And they don't just go to his home either. They also show up at his work. It sounds like somebody that knows him.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
someone that knows him that he has greatly upset is what it sounds like to
me. Or it's a prank war that's getting way out of hand.
Well, and that's the thing. Whether it's pranking or it's someone that he's ticked off, I think this is just something that, as you said, it's got to be someone close.
So he called Pizza 73, told them, "Hey, don't accept any orders under my name." The scammer switched to Domino's.
See, yeah. There's something that we're not being told about Justin Rabicki. He's made a villain somewhere. Good news. Your very own News Radio 92.3 just picked up a big-time award. Today, the National Association of Broadcasters announced that News Radio had won a 2024 Crystal Award for year-round excellence in community service. 50 radio stations around the country were named finalists, and 10 winners were chosen by a panel of judges representing the broadcast industry, community service groups, and public relations firms. This is News Radio's second Crystal Award so far.
And here's reaction from station owner Dave Hoxing.
Our entire team is excited to have won this national recognition from the National Association of Broadcasters in competition with stations all over America. Of course, we greatly appreciate the support we get from the Pensacola community, and this gives us the incentive to rise up and do a better job today than yesterday. Thank you, Pensacola.
Dave, in Las Vegas for the NAB conference, accepting that award this week.